You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win is 5-1 if he overcomes the injury he sustained in the warm-up before the Midtjylland match. And Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win in the betting at 5-1 as well. A huge game, this one, Lee, and could have a significant bearing on the Premier League title race. And even though Arsenal were beaten by, as Derek said, the best team in the world on Tuesday night, I wonder whether Arsene Wenger's public criticism of his team's naivety in that match could have an adverse effect when they travel to Manchester United on Sunday. It's one of the only times I can remember him publicly coming out and criticising his players.
Yeah, because I think he thinks he had the formula to take on Barcelona in that time. We were talking about
Definitely.
In the office. I think he was looking for a 0-0. A 1-0 obviously would be a fantastic result for Arsenal, but I think he would have been happy with a 0-0 going to Barcelona, meaning that if they could nick a goal, suddenly Barcelona are under pressure.
They went chasing that 1-0 though. That was the problem.
Yeah, so Arsenal can't do that. That's the problem, and that's what he's got with his team. You can't have an ethos for your entire management career of attacking football and then tell your players to go out and and park the bus. Doesn't work. That's not what Arsenal do, and that's not what Wenger does with his teams. I think they'll probably revert back to type here and just go back to what they know, which is being open, attractive, decent team. Man United have had two good results. I mean, before Monday night, people are talking about Van Gaal being gone by the end of this week. Now, as it happens, they've scored 8 goals against 2 inferior teams, and there might be a little bit of rosiness going into this, I guess. I don't think they're good enough to beat Arsenal if Arsenal are on song. This is massive for Arsenal. 10 points clear of Man United. They win this, this could catapult them towards the title, because it'll give them that confidence they need. They haven't got a good record at Man U, have they? I think going there, winning, putting one of those little kind of hoodoos to bed, if you like, will really help them. I think there'll be goals. I don't see how... I know Man United's home record in the Premier League is generally low on the goals. Although, having said that, 3 goals in the Swansea game, 3 goals in the Stoke game, didn't get anything, no goals in the Chelsea and only 1 in the Southampton match. But Arsenal, I think, can outscore Man United here, and I think they'll have to go for it. I think it's not a game where you can just settle for a draw and think, yeah, we'll take a point off Man United, because they're not a danger team. I think you need to go and beat Manchester United here. Over 2.5 goals in the match is 5-4. I like that. I know it's a bit of a boring bet to put up, but I think there will be 3 goals or more in the match, so I'll happily go with that. And look at some of the prices for the away goal scorers, by the way. Giroud 9-5, Sanchez 11-5, Walcott 14-5, Ramsey has been playing better and better, 17-5. He might have picked up a little bit of a knock against Barcelona. So you have to check.
He was poor against Barcelona as well. Didn't play well in that match. I know it's Barcelona.
Ozil 19-5. So there's a lot of value around Arsenal. It's like they don't expect it to be a high scorer. Sanchez 11-5 for me. If you want a slightly bigger price, I like that.
Just to pick up on one bet that you missed there as well. Arsenal to win and both teams to score in the game is 9-2.
That's a big price.
I think that is a massive price in this match.
I just don't trust Arsenal enough, I think. But that's the bet I would go for. If I trusted Arsenal, I'd go for that bet.
And Manchester United are injury hit as well, Derek. That's something that we've not mentioned. That team they fielded against Midtjylland, some unrecognisable names in that lineup. I know Marcus Rashford got a couple of goals in that game, but in the first half they were all at sea, really. And one of my friends, who's a Manchester United fan who went to the game, texted me to say it was Benny Hill football in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, they did look poor. I mean, they've looked poor for most of the season. And, isn't it funny, by the way, just as an aside, that, Manchester City, everybody, all the Manchester City fans were bleating out unfair it was, they're playing on Sunday and then they're going to play on Wednesday again against Dynamo Kiev, so they field all the kids. And then, this is Man United's 3rd game in 6 days, and there hasn't been any bleating from Old Trafford, unusually. I can't... There's nothing that Man United have done this season that makes me think that they can beat Arsenal on Sunday. They're the same price, 11-5, as it is for a draw, and in my eyes, the best they could hope for is a draw. I just honestly don't think they're good enough. And I don't even think, even if they have a good day, they're good enough. And just the quality is just not there for United. Arsenal played pretty well against Barcelona. I have to say I was impressed. They had one or two chances. I always thought Barcelona had plenty, could raise a gear. I never thought the result was in any doubt. But Arsenal performed better than I thought they would do. And I think 13-10 is a reasonable price here. If it's a bit short to go to Old Trafford and win 13-10, if it's a bit short for some punters liking what you said there, Dave, both teams to score and Arsenal to win 9-2, I can see that happening.
One problem I think Man United have got here is that, you know, you line up against Olivier Giroud, fine, you know. Being horny is going to be no problem at all. Line up against Mesut Ozil. How do you get horny against Mesut Ozil? That's a difficult one, isn't it? I'm not sure I'd be able to raise it for Ozil. Giroud, great. If he's in the team, I think Man United win.
Happy with that. Yeah. Happy with that.
That was a great little clip, wasn't it?
Oh.
So funny. Yes, I say horny to my players all the time. Everyone's like, Juan Mata's like moving away from him really slowly. Like, I don't know who this guy is.
If he's not there next season, he's provided us with a few moments, hasn't he, Louis van Gaal, in his tenure at Manchester United. Yeah. 11-5 they are to win this game. The draw 11-5 Arsenal.
Lee's definitely got a man crush on Giroud, hasn't he? It's about the third time he's gone about Giroud this season.
He's a good looking guy.
He's stepping up in the world because it was Stephen Naismith, wasn't it, last year?
No manager has mentioned or expressed horniness in football since Don Revie. Do you remember them clips when Don Revie used to massage his players with loads of soap? They were weird clips, weren't they?
Anthony Martial to score, Manchester United to win, an enhanced odds offer there, 5-1. Sanchez to score. Arsenal to win, also enhanced odds at 5-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.